Rules of the workshop. In a connecting workshop, there's no more important or less important people. Everyone is equal and very important. We don't deny, we don't fight, but only add. The true solution will not come from knowledge or our ability to speak, rather only from connection. Good luck.
Why? Only under the condition that we are searching for the brothers, we are entering Egypt. Why only under the condition that we want to connect with the brothers, we are entering Egypt?
Basically, before I want to enter Egypt and to connect with my brothers, I don't have work. I'm an egoistic person like anyone else in the world, and everything is okay. The moment I want to connect, I have work to do, and I start working in Egypt, which is working against your ego.
Only in the connection we discover the true desire to receive the Egypt. Only together we can do it. Hence, first and foremost, we need to try and connect. And then we discover that we are in Egypt.
Until I don't search for the connection, I don't feel the exile. Meaning I'm describing Egypt wrongly. I'm describing exile, describing Paro as not giving me satisfaction, and when I try to search for the connection, I reveal what is the true creator, which denies me, cuts me off of this, puts me in exile from this connection.
Yes, that connection with the friends, with the brothers, that search, exiting my own self, is the initial, my initial state as fighting the ego. And then, awaken to the work on that narrow part where it exists.
The sign that I'm searching for friends, it means that I acknowledge my evil, that I'm egoistic and I have to have help, need to receive help to correct myself. But this is the first degree of Egypt.
Basically, the process of descending to Egypt, I become aware of these layers that embrace me, that engulf me, where eventually my ego does not allow me to connect to the friends.
In Egypt, we really fulfill the work of connection. We build cities, poor cities. Probably. I don't know. That's what it's told.
It's quite a great state because in order to be capable of being in Egypt, you need to know that you are in exile. You need to know the land of Israel. So it's a very advanced state.
Land of Israel, kind of a goal in the horizon. That's the path. When I search for it, when I search for my brothers, meaning I have a goal, some light, something is pushing me towards. That's the beginning.
Rav, why does there have to be a quarrel, a fight, as part of the preparation for entering Egypt? Why should there be a fight as a preparation for the entrance to Egypt?
I think we're talking about the same principle, that basically, if I have two things who are opposite, I can understand there's good, there's evil, and there's something to correct. Before, I was like an animal in the field, just governed.
And basically the fight, or quarreling, or the fight is taking me out of that comfort zone where I was, in order to even develop, evolve to the next state before, because otherwise, what's wrong? I could have been remained like that forever.
Yes, and the story tells us that the brothers don't wish for this quality of Yosef, Yesod, which connects everyone. They're not interested in him. He bothers them. It's like he's they sell him, they throw him in the hole, and they say, we don't want to connect eventually.
It's a great embarrassment. How can it be that the quality of Bistol would lead to something big? How can you be big in the quality of Bistol? It totally doesn't fit in. The more everyone is diminished through nullification, okay, but something new is revealed that is not clear how to arrange it.
Yes, this new thing is our path, a way of fighting, of darkness. They give birth to this special thing, because only through that, afterwards, when the brothers connect, there's a special taste to it. All our path is darkness and light.
I was thinking that the discomfort from the fight bring me to the question, what is the purpose of my life?
And basically this question, or this desire, because what's happening here? We have this Yosef, Yesod, which is starting to talk in a different language of all other brothers. They don't understand what he wants from them. So they rather throw him in a hole and forget about him.
Yes, and maybe he'll disappear altogether. He's dreaming, right? He must have the dreams and all those things. We have our own things. We have things to do here. What are you dreaming of? All kind of things that will happen. They don't want him. There is a fight. I don't know what else can be added.
Reminds me of the question, why do we need a moderator in the workshop? Meaning, if everyone is equal, why do we need someone who engulfs everyone?
Why is he needed? Truth is, he's a gathering. He's doing kind of an action that annoys them. They're not ready as yet. And that's where the fight starts.
The fight makes room for a place to work on. You need to overcome yourself, start asking questions.
And basically what is it doing? He's telling them a bit what will happen in the future, and they really don't like it. It's as if one degree above them, or he see the case, and they don't really like what is about to happen, because in their current ego they don't understand how the development is in their favor.
What is the work of Egypt? What does it mean, the work of Egypt?
So seemingly the work of Egypt is a work in connection, spiritual work, meaning if everything speaks of our spirituality, then work in Egypt is a spiritual work, work in the connection, work in the quality of Bistul, and the revelation of evil, pretty much every revelation of evil is Egypt.
Yes, when we reveal how much all our efforts, all the quality of bestow, everything is eventually to serve the ego. After you were in a degree of three lines, you were in the degree of Yosef with the brothers, and Yosef, which is the result of all the process that took place, is all to serve Paro. Really, to serve Paro in the complete form. And this revealment and this scrutiny, what's wrong here? What are we missing? What's missing? This is the scrutiny of Egypt. Even to bestow upon ourselves is not enough. We need to bring contempt into the Creator, which is unclear what it is.
This scrutiny, this contentment with the whole work of Egypt is come from a place where they are feeling that they need to do something which is different, meaning they're integrated. These are desires of Israel, which descended to other desires. This is a work in integration and expansion, and in order to reach something much higher, to exit that narrow place where they were together before, and only 70 souls, and raise to something higher.
I think it's a process that till the end, till the exit, you come to depression, like despair, that eventually is the deciding point to exit Egypt.
Yeah, indeed, according to the story too, there are a few stages to that story. First they increase in Egypt and become many, which all in all they are doing pretty well there, until a new king come up who didn't know Joseph. Then start the next step, which is above all the good that they had before that revelation of evil.
And according to that, in Egypt, we build our mutual vessel on this thing, which is mutual between us, that it is basically the revealment of the Creator eventually. It's building of Israel, this thing called Israel. Before, they weren't called Israel or sons of Jacob.
Yes, and it has to be out of the greatest enslavement.
Rav, what is the profit from Egypt is to attain what? Memtet, gates of
49 gates of impurity. Right, so what does it mean to be in 7 years of hunger? Hunger of what? That brings us to the recognition of the 49 gates of impurity within us. Please.
Hunger for power. Power to overcome the ego, to escape it.
The hunger is something that pulls me. If I'm hungry, I want to eat. If I'm hungry, I want to eat. So they have much higher desire. And basically, this whole Egypt is preparation for the next state, for the construction of the nation. And this hunger is exactly what builds me next to the next state.
Yes, the hunger is something I want to attain, but and I don't have it, but I really desire it. As much as I don't have it, I want to attain it more and more. It's a hunger. Let's connect already, but we can't.
And also according to the story, this hunger ends up not in a way that all the people in Egypt are absolute slaves for Pharaoh. This is what Joseph built there. So gradually, over the 7 years of hunger, they're selling themselves more and more to Pharaoh until at the end of the process they have nothing left. Rather, they're total slaves of Pharaoh. So exactly building this huge, immense Pharaoh of all the desires and all the powers there are his slaves. And this hunger is what causes them to sell all they have in order to.
Yes, the ego gives us at first power to work, but then all of a sudden we don't have the energy. I'm reminded of the question that was on the internet, and one of them asked, "What about 7 years of hunger?" And now Rav is asking, so probably there is something here.
The hunger is the freedom from the desire to receive, meaning even though they had all the abundance possible, even though Moses was in the house of Pharaoh, even more than Joseph, there's still something lacking, still it's not it, and nothing will help, like something need to change, need to exceed this Pharaoh. Why? Because.
Yes, the hunger is preparation before the 50th gate. If we don't have hunger, we won't proceed, we won't advance, we won't fulfill this work, everyone will be alone, and together, that's the essence.
Yes, hunger, I have a desire, corporal desires of lust, money, honor, knowledge, doesn't matter what, but I understand that all that isn't it, it only separates, and I want to overcome it, and I can't, so hunger for to succeed.
Rav, we begin our road from wandering in the field. Why are we wandering and what are we looking for? Then from this search, we reveal that it is possible somehow to enter work. We enter Egypt. We are in Egypt, meaning in our desire to receive, which is growing and developing. In the beginning with 7 years of
satiation.
For who is it good for? Meaning 7 years of satiation. And for Israel, how is it possible for them to be to have a good treatment from Paro? From what moment does it become bad? That they find out that they have nothing to gain from it. Poor cities, that they have nothing to profit from this work. They start to enter a state that is so difficult that they feel their will to receive going through 10 blows. But through that, they have necessity, agreement to run away, to overcome it, and to be ready even to receiving this force to correct themselves. So in what stages do we go through in this work on our ego to bring it to necessity of correction through receiving the Torah? From Jacob, sons of Jacob, Joseph, Paro, Moshe, Moses, and exiting Egypt. Please. Pretty much just connect the points, connect the dots. What is it to work with desire? In what stages? We can describe it as a person by itself, which includes all the world within him. We can describe it as a group. We can describe it as the whole world. It doesn't matter. Whatever suits you. Please.
Basically, we are beginning from a state where we have small desires, which are growing gradually, until one day it is something new is revealed, a new desire called Joseph, which I don't quite want.
And then this Joseph, we try to get rid of it. We think it disappears, this desire for connection. But it's not really disappearing. It went to Egypt, all sorts of things happened, and the Creator set things up that we go down to Egypt with Him. That all our desires, basically, follow this Joseph. This desire for connection that we thought that we got rid of, that we forgot about.
And specifically that very same desire for connection which we didn't manage to realize between us, now in dissemination with external vessels, with all the Egyptians, it's actually working well. But at the end, it is revealed that it's not it. That's not it. There has to be a third element here, an additional element without which there's nothing.
This element of Joseph brings afterwards Moses, which really puts things in order, very understood format, and he prepares us really before we exit. Moses is this force which leads us.
I don't know, have we come already to the reception of the Torah? Well, either the story ends or just begins. Friends, the story only begins.
Now that the friends have talked, suddenly a question awakens. What is the difference between Moses and Joseph and Moses? Moses is so much more prepared. He went through such a special education. He was the son of the king. He was a prince. Pharaoh raised him on his lap. And he really knows all the corners, all the secrets of the desire to receive, which is called Paro. And from there, it's not someone who's dreaming. It's like a flesh from his flesh. He's something else, though. He knows the desire to receive.
Yes, he's born out of... He was born from the Hebrew, those who came from across the... It seems to me like it's most convenient to describe it as a group process we're undergoing, that we're going through it together. And beforehand, he also talked about this aspect of dissemination. It appears as if 7 years of satiation are the most dangerous, as if these are the years that we are also in there... doorstep and also heading towards them, this work, there's a sensation as if we know what we want, we're going with wholeheartedly, and we have the methods and integral education, all those things, and these are actually very dangerous years because as if, according to the story, it's not in the right direction. I don't know, I hope...
Continuing this question, I also have this question, what's the difference between Joseph and Moses? Because there was a connection. Joseph is concentrating everything that was before. It's like a complete form, complete structure. So what is this adding? What is this difference between Joseph and Moses? Because everything was there. Everything was perfect. It's not that we came from Egypt, from Babylon. We came to Egypt from the land of Israel with three lines. I don't know. Maybe Moses is a new level of a new degree that we need to fulfill. I'm not sure what is this quality which changes. Maybe we need to talk from the center of the group.
Moses versus Joseph. Joseph was pretty opposite. He knew the quality of bestowal. But Moses went to Lavan. He swallowed his desire. It's been through preparation, as if something Yosef took it is naturally, as if Bechina Bet or Bechina Gimel. And Moses really did the work, did the preparation prior, killed the Egyptian. He did some work there before he got to Pharaoh, before all those things.
It's work in acknowledgement, and it's much more a deeper scrutiny. It's like a circle. We always go to this circle. This all this story which repeats itself again and again, but in action, work becomes more consciously, more clear.
And pretty much this work that become clear, become aimed at the goal. Suddenly there is a goal, and the goal suddenly is let my people go, meaning I suddenly discover the Creator, reveal that force that goes with me, and it says, take me by the hand and lead me to Pharaoh, and I have a goal, the goal to exit Egypt. If till 2 days ago I was comfortable in Egypt, so now I want to run away from there.
Joseph is the quality of Yesod, which gathers everyone, talks about our connection, and Moses is the point in the heart, so to speak. It's the general point which awakens, that feels it's, there's something above here, there's something higher, which grows in the house of the king of Egypt. And of course, before that, we have the story of the river, all these symbols. I don't know, it's like points on the path.
Indeed, what it reminds me is in Shabbat we talked about it many times, how we come to people and we can't pass on the dissemination. We want to give them the whole concept in one go, and we need to build it in stages because we want to give the light, and if we understand the stages, they'll take it as quickly as possible.
If we take these steps, then basically,
what, Rav, what is unique in that an angel goes through the doorsteps, the door frames of Israel, and harms specifically the Egyptians? So what are these scrutinies prior to exiting Egypt?
But finally, it is clear, consciously, what are the things that can actually go in action? What is Israel and Egypt?
Rav, when an upper light comes from above and scrutinizes after hard work, that indeed only the desire to receive is in the purpose that the desire to bestow is in the purpose of creation, or the desire to receive. Well, back to our places.